Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. What can I get for you?
Look, things have been kind of heavy on the other show. Can we maybe get something a little lighter, a little more fun?
Pull up to the second window and we'll see you next crime.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. I am John, here as always with Jamie. We got a true crime story in 10 minutes or less. How you doing, man?
I'm good. Really good. This is an exciting case because we've been covering a lot of serial killers over on the main show. I know we did some more lighthearted Christmas episodes over in December, but I don't do well with repeated conversations about really dark things. So trying to lighten it up a little bit today.
All right. Well, let's see if that works. You've done the bulk of the research on this one, man. So why don't you get the ball rolling?
The year was 2016.
It was a good year.
And there was a man named Alberto Saavedro Lopez who worked at a Bank of America branch in Cottonwood, Arizona. Over the course of several months, money started missing from the end-of-day cash reconciliation. It seemed as though an employee at the branch could no longer resist working around money all day, and it started taking a little bit at a time off the top. Lopez quickly became a top suspect of bank managers, and they turned to authorities to get to the bottom of what ended up being a missing $5,000.
So perhaps coincidentally, maybe not, Lopez packed up and moved to Phoenix, and he left his job behind. Investigators continued to try to speak to Lopez to give him a chance to clear his name, but he evaded every letter, phone call, and visit that he received from police. Obviously, when somebody goes this far to avoid talking to the police, it really makes them look more suspicious, right?
Yeah, I think the first thing that I look for is somebody cooperating? Do they stick around? We covered the Piketon murders up in Ohio. The guy who was just convicted of that crime took off to Alaska immediately. Huge red flag here. But the lack of cooperation may as well put a big target on Lopez's back. The Yavapai County Attorney's Office had no choice to put a warrant out for Lopez's arrest in this investigation. And believe it or not, he continued to evade authorities for another year after that warrant was released. I have to imagine that this was not an issue that was high on the priority list. And I think if this was a violent crime, they're trying to protect people, they find him. But it seems like they're going to put the warrant out and see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. It's not like someone was murdered, but it's still an important thing. And you certainly would not want him to get another job at a different bank, right? So it's not clear if Lopez had found employment in Phoenix, but he was living there for quite some time, so he had to have some kind of income. The $5,000 he allegedly stole from the Bank of America would not have lasted very long. We next hear from Lopez in January of 2018. He applied for a new job in Cottonwood, Arizona. He applied to be a dispatcher at the Cottonwood Police Department. You know, let's make a list of top five places to apply for a job when you have a warrant out for your arrest.
Yeah.
That has to be towards the top, right?
Yeah, I think that's probably number one.
We always try to make it clear that we are not attempting to help people become better at crime. But if you're on the run from authorities, applying at a police department, probably not the best idea.
Yeah, I wonder if Lopez thought that there was just enough time between his crime and his application that any issues may not be able to follow him. Maybe he thought that since the call stopped coming in or since he had been lucky enough to stay away that long, then he could just escape without ever being held accountable. Obviously, the police department ran a background check and they immediately found the warrant that was out for Lopez. I have to think it's not often that these background checks result in finding fugitives on the run. But police department had to figure out how to proceed. I would think if you apply for a job at a police department, then either A, you know what's on your record and you're upfront about it, or B, you don't have anything on your record. But this police department found somebody they're looking for, and they said, how could we get so lucky? How can we serve this warrant and arrest Lopez without spooking him and him running away again?
Well, they actually did it, and they came up with a pretty good plan. So the Cottonwood Police Department offered Lopez, who was 32 years old at the time, a job interview. So Lopez showed up at the police department. He was dressed for a job interview, and he was immediately arrested on the warrant from the theft at the Bank of America. At trial, there was paperwork of procedures not followed properly and camera footage of Lopez lingering in the vault longer than normal on multiple occasions. He was found guilty by a jury of theft between $2,000 and $3,000 and sentenced to 123 days in jail and 3 years probation. In 2020, his conviction and sentence were upheld when he, of course, filed an appeal.
I have to wonder about the person who made this arrest. I assume you don't talk about your job a ton at home. You're not gossiping about cases you're covering. But I think this comes up at the dinner table.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you how I arrested somebody today.
We've got a couple of really good friends that are police officers. And I feel like if they were able to do this kind of arrest, I'm getting a phone call on their way home from work. Like, let me tell you, because it's not that they had a great plan. It's just that this guy was really stupid.
This could show up on America's Dumbest Criminals for sure. To apply for this job, to go in for an interview without even questioning, is this, am I, will they? Yeah, they did. They arrested you.
Yeah. What an idiot. Guys, we appreciate you sticking around for these. Jamie, I think you did a good job finding a lighthearted case for us. So
hopefully our listeners appreciated that as well. Another crime story in 10 minutes or less.
Would you like crime with that?
You've listened to True Crime Cast, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Check out Stoveleg.com to find out more about your hosts and to find other podcasts to listen to. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.